A massive body is lying stretched out on the floor. Not so much representational as highly abstract, the body is chalky white and evidently far too large for the small, bare room. There are no details and no signs of any clothes. A clowness? A woman clown? Under the makeup, the features are hard to distinguish. The bird, the closed box, the dark doorway, all things which suggest a surreal scene, solely a product of the imagination. But the woman really did exist. We even know who she was, and that she committed suicide. Dresden artist Christina Schlegel admired her for her energy and charisma, and she painted this work in 1982 because she was so moved by the young woman's sad fate. The woman, who called herself Monique, came from Halle. She studied drama, painted and photographed, worked in children's theatre, and performed as a clown. And a female clown was something special in the GDR. Her problems with the state apparatus began when her father emigrated to Canada. She applied for an exit visa, time and again, since she also wanted to leave East Germany and join her father. Christina Schlegel describes what happened then.
The GDR authorities constantly refused her permission to leave and kept her under surveillance. There's just no way of knowing just how much she was made to suffer. In the end, though, she committed suicide. I'd seen her performing as a clown at some opening or another a little while before in Dresden. So it was really dramatic when she committed suicide. Such a naturally cheerful person, though she could be sad as a clown. That was precisely the GDR dilemma, that artists like the poet Uwe Gressmann, artists who were something special, always killed themselves because of the impossibility of life.
When she painted this work, Christina Schlegel still felt strongly drawn to surrealism. The GDR disapproved of this style of art, but in Hungary, Schlegel managed to buy some Western catalogues with pictures of surrealist works. Today, she takes a somewhat different view of her painting.
Today I see it more critically, as I prefer a more fragmentary, looser style. So I find it still very static, very composed and structured. But others like it precisely for that reason.